Let's say a few more things about the parsha. First thing I want to mention is I want to review. I don't like to say over old things, but this is not my. It's just so fundamental. It's just worthy to discuss. And that is, we begin today the Shiva Din Chemta. This Shabbos, there are seven. There are a grand total of 12 parshas. Okay, there are a total of 12. A series of 12 parshas. We've already had the Gimel Dipolonusa, the three Haftoras. The Haftorah sets the tone. The Haftorah definitely sets the tone of what the parsha is all about to a very large degree. And the last 3 weeks of the Gimel Dipolonusa, the 3 weeks of the Ben HaMetzarim, relaying from Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, 3 weeks of Musar, of warning us that if we misbehave, we're going to suffer defeat. We're going to suffer the Churban. And now, unfortunately, the Churban has occurred. We're living the experience, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to give us Nechama. And we now begin a series of 7 weeks of Nechama. Notice it's more than double. The number 7 is not an accident. There are 3 weeks, 3 weeks of Paranus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gives us Nechama, the Nechama is promises for a glorious future. It's more than double. It's by design. If the Paranus was 3, so you got to give us at least double. At least 6. And that's not enough. Double is not enough. You have to give us even more than double of Nechama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's right, He gives us 7 weeks of comfort. 7 weeks, and then after the 7 weeks, we do teshuvah. It really discussed this last week, if you'd ask the average person, we have three concepts. Fire and brimstone, punishment. Then is Nechama. And then is 2 weeks of teshuvah. I think the average person would say you should do the teshuvah right after, in between, right after the Paranus. There should be Paranus. Behave yourself. I'm going to punish you. I'm going to destroy you. And then we should do teshuvah, 2 weeks of teshuvah, which are the two haftaras that we read. Not only two, it's only one haftarah, but it's when you consider Dirshu Hashem after Shabbos Shuvah, after the Zayin Dinechenta. It takes us to Rosh Hashanah, and then comes the Haftorah of Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And really before Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha is Tzom Gedalia. That's also considered part of the territory of Dirshu Hashem B'Motze'oi. The Gemara presents a series of 12 Haftorahs. Gimel Din Paranusa, Zayin Din Nechemta, and Beis Din Teshuva. The Beis Din Teshuva is first Dirshu Hashem B'Motze'oi, the day after Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos Shuva is Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokech Yichashalta Ba'avaynecha. If you would ask the average person, put these three categories in the proper order, they would say first is Paranus, warning of punishment, behave yourself, then we would do Teshuva, we would repent. And then, after we repent, then Hashem will give us Nechama for all of our sins. Yet, that's not the way Chazal arranged the calendar. It's B'Hashgacha Pratis, is this Paranus, there's a warning of punishment, and then we have Nechama. And after the Nechama, can we first go back and do Teshuvah? We have here Dennis Wilbur, we have a 5-star psychologist, and this is a psychological insight. Chazal understand the mind of Klal Yisrael. You can't give you can't demand a person of him to do repent and have remorse for his sins immediately. The 3 weeks of Piranusa is like a statement of the facts. You come to trial. And in front of the judge, they lay out, here's all the evidence. These people, or this person has committed this crime, this crime, this crime, this crime, and this crime. You lay out a whole smorgasbord of criminal activity. So you expect, okay, the defendant, are you sorry? We have harata, or you are defiant. So you'd expect, now that you've presented all of my criminal activity, I have nowhere to run, I'm as guilty as sin, as guilty as possible can be, throw the book at him. Do teshuvah, unless you want to do teshuvah. Okay? I'll do teshuvah. I don't want to rot in jail the rest of my life. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Now, after that experience, you need rehabilitation. You've gone through a period of challenge. You've been challenged. It's been presented your crimes. You've done teshuvah. You're shaken up. Now we need to calm you down. Now we're going to rehabilitate you by sending you off to Camp Nechama to give you Nechama for 7 weeks. I think that's the way the average person would view the process, this process, when a person is accused of committing a crime, a person has committed a crime. There's the presentation, there is your reaction due to Shuva, and then you begin to reflect, what in the world happened over here? I committed a crime, I was punished, I did teshuva, my teshuva is partially acceptable, not acceptable, whatever it is, and now I have to suffer the consequences. And now I need nechama. Chazal were very clever, they said that's not going to work. That process will not work. You have to give the nechama in between the presentation of your criminal activity and your teshuva. The only way you can really do a teshuva shleima, hachzireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha, is by first showing the person love. Person, we present, you go to the court, you're guilty, look at what you have done, you're a wicked person, you're a Rasha. We're not asking you to do teshuva. You present the person with his crimes. And then you show him, despite the fact that you're wicked, you're an evil person, you should know we still love you. It's unbelievable. To say something, who would think like this? We still love you. You're ours. It doesn't mean there's no freebies. You're going to suffer the consequences. Don't kid yourself. But you first have to give the person the chama, comfort, after you show to him his evil ways. You have to show, the chum is in essence showing the person that we still care for you. You're one of the team. You always see a parent, no matter what the child does, it is the duty of a parent, to a degree of course, to be there for the child. That's the way it goes. The principal calls up the Rebbe and the parent says, your child is evil. We're throwing him out of the yeshiva. It is the job of the parent to still defend the child to a degree. I mean, obviously, there's limits, a balance. And then after 7 weeks of nechama, we return to the crime. And now we do teshuva. We do not look, see, we made a very big mistake. Many of us look at these 7 weeks of nechama as it's over. Tisha B'Av is over. Churban is over. Tisha B'Av, we have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because of the Zohar, Gilirai, Shvichas Damim, and Sinas Chinam, we're Rishoyim, we're guilty. All right, we paid our debt. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, Shabbos Nachamu, it's the big getaway. This Shabbos, if you're caught in the city over here, you're in a lot of trouble. You have nowhere to go. What are you doing here in this world? You have nowhere to go. That's how we look at it. That's a mistake. That's a terrible mistake. It ain't over. We're going to resume the Churban after Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, we resume where we left off. These 7 weeks is not closure. These 7 weeks is now part of a process of building, of healing, that will allow us to deal with the Churban on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What is the Nusach HaTfilah for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Uvechein tepachtcha, uvechein meloich al kol haaretz. It's all about the Beis HaMikdash, it's all about Geula. The entire nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, we do the Avodah, the whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a continuation of Tisha B'Av. We have been responsible for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Umibnei Chato'enu Golinu Me'artzenu. We have been mechallel the Shem Shemayim in so many ways, shapes, and forms. Okay, we have been mechallel the Shem Shem in so many ways. On Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the natural continuation. Really, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should come the day after Tisha B'Av. But yet Chazal said, no, you need time in between to acknowledge, for there to be a time of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his love to Klal Yisrael, that despite your averos, imoy anoichi b'tzara, despite you've done terrible averos, I'm still here for you, I'm still here to comfort you, and we're going to deal with it. We'll cry together of Nechama, and then when we resume after 7 weeks, we're going to pick up where we left off. That's the Yisoid. Many people make this mistake and think Tisha B'Av is over. Goodbye, good riddance, I'm off to the Hamptons. I don't want to know from this anymore. This is a terrible mistake. Tisha B'Av ain't over. Tisha B'Av, we're now beginning the process of healing. And the process of healing, the main process, the surgery, will come on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everything now is a preparation, it's a process to get there. It's not over. This is just part of the process, and it concludes with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur doing teshuva to restore the Beis Hamikdash. And once Rabbi Wolfson, he said something that really blew my mind. He said that Rosh Hashanah is exactly 50 days from Tisha B'Av. And we know when we count Sefira, there's a 50-day process. You just can't go from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. You got to work your way up. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? You blow shofar. What is the blowing of the shofar? There are 10 reasons. Tzadik HaKohen, 10 reasons. It's the shofar show Mashiach. So Tisha B'Av, the Churban Beis HaMikdash has occurred. And now, Hayoim Yoim Echad B'Oimer. We're now going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Rebuilding is a 50-day process. 7 times 7 is Yovel, 7 is Shlemus, 7 times 7. We now begin the process. The Churban takes place on Tisha B'Av. Now we're going to rebuild. And we every single day we go higher and higher. It now comes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you hear the Shofar Shel Mashiach. Tekiyo Gedoyla is the Shofar Shel Mashiach, exactly 50 days after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av isn't over. People make that mistake, it's not over. We're not taking a break. We're doing something essential in order that we can repair the damage when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the Ikar Yisoy to appreciate the Zayin de Nechemta. It's not over. It's part of the process. Okay, now, just to review this var very quickly, this beautiful var from the Avudraham. The Avudraham says that all 7 Haftorahs are really a conversation. This is like a master drush. You want to give a shiur in homiletics and teach students new rabbanim. What does it mean, homiletics? What is a fancy word in homiletics? What is it all about? Homiletics. This is the vart. This is the vart to define what homiletics is. You have 7 weeks. Everyone heard this word at some point in time. Maybe it was Chazara. 7 haftaras. The 7 haftaras are a conversation. In this week's Haftarah, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, my people are depressed. They're really down and out. My people, I don't see anyone going to the Hamptons, going to the country, going to hotels. They're so depressed. You know why the streets are empty in Shabbos and Flatbush? Everyone's hiding in their basement. They can't, they're so sad, they can't even come out of the basement. That's why the streets are empty. Not because they ran away to the hotels.
So what happened to all the cars?
What?
What happened to all the cars?
They took them back. The leasing company took them back because what do we need a car for? We can't go on living anymore with no Beis HaMikdash. So this week everyone called up the car companies. You can have the car. I can't see myself continuing living anymore. That's why there are no cars. So Hashem says, oy, oy, my people, they're so depressed. Nachamu, nachamu, ami yoymar elokeichem. Hashem says to Yeshaya, Yeshaya, do me a toiva. You're my agent. Do me a toiva, Yeshaya. Go to Klal Yisrael and give them nechama. Give them a double nechama. Nachamu, I'm giving you a command. Yoymar elokeichem. Dabra leiv Yerushalayim v'kiru olecha ki molar tzeva ki nirtz avayna. Their sins are finished. I'm a chaper. Go give Yeshaya. I'm giving you a job. Go, go. So Yeshaya goes. And then we come to Parshas Akev. And Yeshaya, he presents himself to Klal Yisrael as the agent of Hashem. And he says, and he says to Klal Yisrael, Vatoyner Tzion, Azovani Hashem, Vahashem Shechichoni. So Yeshaya says, goes and he tries to give Nechama, and Klal Yisrael says back to Yeshaya, what are you trying to give us, Nechama? Get out of here. They chase him out of town. They say to Yeshaya, Tzion, which is Klal Yisrael, we don't want to hear your Nechama. Hashem has abandoned us. Hashem has forgotten us. Don't try to give us Nechama. So what happens the next week? Parshas Re'eh. Yeshaya reports back. And he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says to Hashem, Hashem, I went on the mission. I tried to give Nechama. And they said to me, get out of here. Hashem has forgotten us. He doesn't like us. He doesn't want to know from us. So in the third week of the Zayin D'Nechemta, Yeshaya reports back to Hashem and he says, Aniyos soy ara loy nuchama. I tried my best to give them comfort, but this ship that's been tossed around in a storm in the sea, loy nuchama, I have failed on my mission. You sent me to give them nuchama, I went. They rejected it. They said to me, Hashem Shechachani, Hashem doesn't want to know from us. Ribbono Shel Olam, I've come back to you to report. I have failed in my mission. The Aniyos Soy Ara, the storm-tossed, poor, tormented soul of Klal Yisrael, Loy Nuchama, refuses to accept my words of comfort. So Hashem is very disturbed. So in Parsha Shoftim, Hashem says to Yeshaya, Yeshaya, forget it, you're a failure. I send you on a mission and you failed. So you know what? Step aside. I'll do it myself. Onoichi, onoichi, hu menachemchem. Yeshaya, sit down. Take a seat in the back. I'll do it myself. Can't even find a good messenger. Can't even find someone to do a job here. I myself will go to Klal Yisrael and give them Nechama. I gave a command, there should be Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, a double Nechama. I'll do it myself. Parshas Kiseitse, the next week number 5, Hashem gives the Nechama and he says, Roni Akora, Lo Yolada. The Akora, I want you to sing. Why are you sad? Pitzchi, Rina, break forth with song. Vitzahali. Loichola. Don't be in a state of illness. Kirabim b'nei shayneima b'nei v'ulo amar Hashem. Sing. Hashem in Parashas Kitzeisei, week number 5, himself now begins the first part of Nechama. But Hashem said, double Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu. So in Parshas Kisavai, Hashem now gives the second, Kumi Oiri Kivarech, rise up my light, your Oirech, your healing has come. Uchvoid Hashem, the honor Hashem, Olaich upon you, Zorach. That's the second Nechama of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And now, week 7, Parshas Nitzavim, Klal Yisrael says, accepts the Nechama. In week number 5, Klal Yisrael's ah, sois osis b'Hashem. You've comfort. You've given us comfort. We accept the comfort, Hashem. We rejoice. I shall surely rejoice b'Hashem. Togel nafshi velokai ki hil b'shani. Hashem, you have dressed me big de yesha, garments of salvation. Mi'il tzedaka yotani ki chosam yichayim p'er v'cha kalot ta'adech elech, like a kal who adorns himself in a jewelry. So in other words, these 7 weeks is a conversation. For the next 7 weeks, we're entering into a conversation between us of comfort. To review, the steps are, with all the Avudraham, Hashem says to Yeshaya, I have a mission for you. Go give comfort to the Jewish people. Nachamu, nachamu ani. Week number 2, Yeshaya goes and he attempts, and they don't even let him in the door. They say, get out of here. Hashem has forgotten us. Azovani, shechechani, get out of here. Week number 3, Yeshaya comes back to Hashem and says, Ani asoyara loy nuchama. I fail. Week number four, Hashem says, Yeshaya, sit down, take a back seat. I'll do it myself. I see I can't even find one good man to do my work. I'll do it myself. Onoichi hu menachemchem. And the next 2 weeks, Hashem gives Nechama to Klal Yisrael for the next 2 weeks. And then week number 7, Klal Yisrael says, ah, we accept your Nechama. Sois osis b'Hashem. We take joy in Hashem. You've given us comfort. Yeah.
So how is it that the Teichacha comes out in the middle of the Shiva Nechama?
You're saying a good question, because there are many dimensions. The Teichacha is also, it's leading up to the base, the Teshuvah. The next two haftarahs of Dir Shu Hashem Bi Matzoi and Shuva Yisrael. It's multi-dimensional. On the one hand, it's a process of Nechama. We're going one direction. At the same time, we're going in the other direction, getting us prepared for the Yemei Hadin. It's not a stira. Okay, this Zayin D'Nechemta, but you have to remember the Yemei Hadin are coming. Okay, in 7 weeks, it's Rosh Hashanah. The Yemei Hadin are upon us. So there are multi different dimensions. Okay, so you have two Yisoides so far. Number one is to appreciate the Zayin D'Nechemta. It's not over. It's to be continued Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but Chazal are clever in order to get the bang for your buck. That the teshuva, the next step in the process, should be successful, should be fruitful, should have a punch. We first need to see the love of Hashem that comes through the Zayin D'Nechemta. And we also have to appreciate that the Zayin D'Nechemta is a conversation, it's a big conversation. I thought he was going to say this, and he didn't. Rabbi Glatstein, he was saying a very beautiful drasha. I heard him live. And actually what he said live was written up literally word for word in his latest Sefer that he published on the Bein HaMetzarim. And he was speaking about there are 9, this is my dream, Rabbi Isaac. My dream, just saying words. There are 9 kinois that begin with Tzion. On Tisha B'Av, the last 9 kinois are the Tzion kinois. The Tzion. The first one by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Tzion Halois Tzishalin L'Shlom Asirayich. So I thought he was saying, but he didn't, is that the 9 Tzions are having a conversation. Each opening line of each of the Tzions is a conversation. The Tzion says this, and then there's a response, there's a conversation, just like the Avudraham, who took the opening line of the Zayin D'Nechemta, and it's magnificent what we did over here, to make out of the 7 weeks of the Zayin D'Nechemta a conversation between Hashem, Yeshayah, and Klal Yisrael, and our response. I thought he was about to explain that in the 7, the 9 Tzionins are also a conversation between Hashem, Klal Yisrael, regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, that's not the way his drasha ended. So we have yet to figure out if such a thing indeed is possible to make a conversation. This is real drush. This is like, this example of this Avudraham is a drush. It's a classic, it's an incredible. I know it's so strange because the Avudraham lived in a time when you don't find Drush. The early Rishonim did not hold from Drush. Drush is really a much later innovation. Homiletics. When we say the word Drush, the Chazal's vocabulary means the Droshes of Chazal. The Yod Gimel Midrash Atar Midrash, the Rishon Chalchomer Beninav Droshes. The way we, in our language, colloquially, we use the word Jewish as homiletics. Homiletics didn't exist until recent times. What do you call recently? 100 years, 200 years, 300 years? It's really a new innovation, homiletics. I know you'll say there are Medrash Agada. Okay, there are, it's a different type of Jewish. The Medrash Agada, it's a very different type of homiletics. The homiletics today is a whole different. This is something that you would hear in the 20th century. And this is the Avudraham, who lived, I don't know what, the 10th, 11th, 12th, so he lived very, very early. It's an incredible thing, this mahalich of thought, that it should be even written, something like this, in such early times, because this mindset of thinking is not your typical idea. Okay, let's go to another idea. This would be over here. I once heard, I read to Rabbi Shur, he says, why does it say Nachamu, Nachamu? What's the double Nechama? What's the double Nechama? This week's Parsha.
But what might happen with the conversation is just, that's the Rebbe's thought.
What? About the Tzion?
By Tzion.
Oid Yesh Lamoid. I don't have it yet. We're working on it.
What?
I don't have it yet. Ready for you. We're working on it. No, there is no Machshava. I thought he was saying that. He didn't end up saying that. That's not what his drasha was about. I thought that's how he was going. But we have to figure it out. That, right? I didn't give up on it yet. We're going to find the conversation. Oy yesh chazoyim lamoi. We'll eventually to be continued, that part of the drasha. Okay, but right now let's go to another idea. This is Yeshamas Nachmu Ami. There are two nechamas. What are the two nechamas? I saw in a Beshur Sefer, he says the nechama is Pashat. This week we have the Aseres and Dibros and Shema Yisrael. What greater nechama can there be for Klal Yisrael to come to Shul on Shabbos and hear the Aseres and Dibros and to read the first parash of Kriya Shema? Two of the fundamentals of Klal Yisrael. That's the nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. You got it right here in this week's parasha. You're able to come to Shul and hear Aseres HaDibros, a reminder of that Hashem Ata V'chartanu Mikol Ha'amin. The Aseres HaDibros, this is a conversation also. Ata V'chartanu, the Aseres HaDibros is where Hashem spoke to us. Shema Yisrael is the ultimate expression where we speak to Hashem. This is Nechama. That we have a dialogue with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He spoke to us, he came down from Shemayim and he gave us the Torah. He spoke to us. Every single member of Klal Yisrael heard with his own ears Hashem's Dibur. Hashem spoke to him. And every single member of Klal Yisrael twice a day speaks to Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What greater Nechama can there possibly be to have a dialogue with the Ribbono Shel Olam on the highest level possible? A zecher of the Aseres HaDibros and the ability to say to Hashem twice a day, Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Communication. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya l'ruach m'malala. A man who communicates. Communication, a two-way stream. You speak to Hashem and Hashem speaks to you. What do you speak about? You speak about Torah. You speak about your loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ultimate nechama. Nachamu, nachamu, ami the kriyas haTorah. Okay, next short idea. This week is going to be the third time that we lay the Aseres HaDibros this year. The first time, Parshas Yisro. Right? You go through the Seder of Parshios. Oh, it's Parshas Yisro this week. What are you laying? Aseres HaDibros. Very nice. Gevalik, right? Shavuos, 7 weeks after Pesach, Yontif. Stay up the whole night. You don't stay up the whole night, you come to Shul. What are we laying today? We're laying today. Everyone open up the page so and so in the Chumash. Aseres HaDibros. This week, oh, the third time this year, we're learning the Aseres HaDibros. Not we're learning the Lucha Shniyos, okay? I parish as well as Chanan. But Seif Gold Seif, we're learning the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros. Interesting, Rashi over here is a different interesting. Rashi, when he begins the Aseres HaDibros, he says, I've already explained this elsewhere. I'm not writing a commentary. And then he goes on to give a whole commentary on the Aseres HaDibros. But he writes, I already explained this already. I'm not repeating myself. What do you mean? It's different. The Aseres HaDibros are not the same as the Luchos Hashanos. They're very different. That statement in and of itself from Rashi is very revealing. It's a revelation. It's a revelation that the Aseres HaDibros, the Luchos Hashanos, are exactly the same. Rashi goes out of his way, and this is really an important insight in Rashi. This is not a typical Rashi. Rashi doesn't come to toot his own horn and to tell you, oh, if you want to know what this means, go check it out over here on this pasuk. Rashi doesn't cross-reference himself. He never does that. This Rashi is one of a kind. When we begin the parasha of the Aseres HaDibros, it's one of a kind, where he says, Lemar Nochi, when you begin Al Panai, B'chol Mokma Shanisham, V'zeu Kol Olam, Dover Acher, Kol Zman Shanikayim, Aseres HaDibros Kivar Pirashtim. I already explained. What? Why did Rashi say that? Every single word of Rashi is sacred. Rashi never ever cross-references himself. It's extremely common. You have a pasuk, and you have to go search for Rashi in another part of the Torah, where Rashi explains what's going on over here. He doesn't tell you, if you want to know pshat in the pasuk, refer back to this parasha where I already explained this principle. He never does that. Here he does it. Why does he do it over here? To teach you that even though in the Luchos Shniyos, in the text that we have over here in Mishneh Torah, there are significant differences. There are very significant differences in the Aseres HaDibros. It's not the same. So one may be misled to think that the first Luchos were canceled. They were shattered. They were destroyed. They were canceled. So what it says now in the Luchos Shniyos is not. It's a whole new Torah. A Torah Chadasha. A Naya Torah. The Luchos Shniyos. Rashi goes out of his way to say, I already explained every single thing that it says here. The Torah has not changed one iota. Just because the Luchos were shattered, and I'm giving you a second set of Luchos, nothing has changed one iota. Don't make that mistake and think that this is something different. I already explained it. Whatever I said in the Luchos Rishonos applies to the Luchos Shniyos 100%, even though you're going to find Shinuim here in the language. There are, I think, 22 differences between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos, something like that. How you make the calculate differences, I don't know, but that's what they say. They're all exactly the same. That itself is the most incredible Musar for Shabbos Nachanu after Tisha B'Av. Because after Tisha B'Av, there's a Churban. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed. The Bayis Sheni is destroyed. Here we are in America. In America, we do things different. Many people, when they came to America, they said, you know, Rabbi, this is America. In America, we don't do it like this. They said with the Satmar Rav, when the Satmar Rav came to America, there wasn't one Jew in the whole America who wore a Strymon. There wasn't one Jew who wore a Bekesha, not one Jew. Is that true?
No.
They were. Okay, they were, but not on a large scale. Not on a large scale, not fine, I take that back, but not large scale. And his Hasidim had absolutely, the way the story goes, they had absolutely no intent whatsoever to ever put on a Strymel and a Bekesha anymore. He came to America, he came here for a visit. He wasn't even planning to stay here. He came here, he was going to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't there, he had no intent. That's what the Bible says in history. He had no intent of remaining in America. He was there to show, and he came here for a short time to America. I don't know why, maybe to raise money. I don't know what he came here for. And he came and he was here for Simchas Torah during Sukkah season. And after he saw what he saw in America, he decided this is where he's going to park. No, it's not true. What? I can't.
You're all above
Mises. But this is from Dalfin. Dalfin writes a very detailed.
There are stories that when he went to Israel, he was stoned.
Sorry?
When he went to Israel,
yeah.
He was stoned.
He was stoned. They went out of town.
By Hungarians.
Who told he told them to stay,
stay
here and die, and he himself escaped. So they stoned him. Okay, so different version. Okay, fine. I don't know. I take it back. I read a lot about him from Dalfin. Dalfin is the Lubavitcher Chassid. He has some real Meir is good stuff. Dalfin stuff. What, you read that book? You read the book of Yosher Ber? The Rebbe and the Sabner Rav.
I didn't read that.
Okay, I read that book from cover to cover very carefully.
He came up with the Rebbe Rav
Shaft. He has 50 books. He has a book on everyone. All right, forget it. It's not even important. It's totally irrelevant to our discussion. But many people, one thing is for sure, that when people came to America after the war, there was an attitude that America is America. It's a different land, a different time. We're not knowing in America the way we're knowing back in the olden days. There was a Churban, a Holocaust. Don't even try. And the Musa Haskell is, nothing changes. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no greater churban v'klal Yisrael than the churban of Moshe sharing the luchas. The haluchas ma'asei Elokim heima v'amichtav michtav Elokim. This is mamish the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the luchas. And what did Moshe do to the luchas? He destroyed them. He destroyed the ma'asei Elokim. So it's over. Okay, Plan B, come to the mount in the middle of the night, I'll give you version two. Okay, very nice, version two. We lived in Eretz Yisrael, we live in Bavel. We lived in Eretz Yisrael, we live in Rome, we live in Eretz Yisrael, then we live in America. Version two. Don't tell me version two is the same thing as version one. When we had the Luchos Rishonos, the Luchos Masei Elokim Heima, the Mitzvah Elokim Heima, that was the Luchos. That was the version two. Not the same thing. Different set of rules. New guidelines. Rashi here says something awesome. Awesome out of the ballpark home run. Rashi says the Luchos Rishonos were destroyed. Obliterated. There couldn't be a bigger churban in the world than that. They take the work of God itself. Destroyed. And now he gives version two. This is not the work of God. You, Moshe, go to the mountain, quarry stone. Hashem etches the words of Torah into the stone. It's not the same thing. And yet, what does Rashi say? Nothing changes. Nothing changes after Churban. It's all the same. You want to know the meaning of the Aseres HaDibros? Rashi goes out of his way and says, I'm not going to tell you. You know why I'm not going to tell you? Because nothing changed. Kiv aseres hadibrois, kivar perashtim. I already explained it. What do you mean you already explained it? What you explained it is extinct. What you explained it is an old version that you can't even buy on eBay. That version of the Torah is gone. That's a relic of the past. Hashem gave us a new version of Windows. Who today uses Windows 3.1? And you still use Windows 3.1? You were talking it was better than version 10. It was much better, much faster, much simpler. There were some bugs, but it was okay. It was okay. Version 10, I can't figure out even how to turn off, do anything in version 3.1. I knew inside out. Windows 3.1, I master. I'm trying to toot my own horn over here. Windows 10, I don't know what in the world is going on. I can't figure out anything in Windows 10. It's way too complicated for me. I'm a person who never saw anything before. New people, the computers, they're gone. They need a lifetime to figure out what's going on. It's gone! There's no such thing anymore as the version of the Torah of the Luchos Rishonos. It's a Naya Torah! A new set of rules. You come to America, in America, we do things differently. Rashi says, nothing ever changes. If in the greatest Churban, nothing has changed one iota, you want to know about the Aseres HaDibros? Nothing has changed. Aseres Adibros, Kivara Perashtin. Nothing changes. That's the Musar. Tisha B'Av was Sunday. We're living now in a new world. A new world. New set of rules. Shabbos Nachamu. Do whatever you want. Big mistake. Kivar Peirashto. Nothing changes. No matter where you find yourself, one of the animalities. The Torah doesn't change. There's no new Torah Chadasha. That's the depth of what Rashi here means in the Aseres Adibros. When you read them, specifically the Hashkocha Pratis, right after the Yemei HaChorben. Now, going back to the other idea I wanted to really say, that is, today, this Shabbos is the third time we're learning the Aseres HaDibros. I said before in the beginning, the Haftorah, it sets a tone of the week. Why is it that Chazal arranged that we should learn the Aseres HaDibros 3 times a year? What is it? Don't you know it's a little bit excessive, no? 3 times a year to learn Kriya Satorah, the same thing. Kabbalah Satorah, 3 times a year. And then the answer is, I want to suggest the answer, it's to teach you the Torah is part of your life in every type of matzav, in every type of situation. And Shavuos, what is Shavuos? Shavuos, it's a big celebration. In many shuls, you come to shul on Shavuos. Most important thing is food. They have a nice spread of candy over here. You know, Shavuos, they have good stuff here. Anyone came to the unusual midwin on Shavuos here, Shavuos night, they had good stuff, good food. Lots of good. That was just the starters. They had good stuff downstairs. They had good. When you come to shul, they decorate the Aron HaKodesh with flowers and the bima. Go to town. It's a big celebration. It's a Yom Tov. It's a beautiful Yom Tov, a beautiful time of the year. It's a Yom Tov. And what do we put front and center in this Yom Tov? The Torah. We all come to shul and we celebrate the Torah. There are times in life we celebrate. Get married, a child, like a simcha, a chanukah sabayis. There are life-changing events, life-altering, there are special moments in life. What do you put front and center at these special moments in life? When you get married, marry a child, have children, this, that, all these moments, anniversary, whatever you consider to be a moment in life that really makes a difference. You put front and center the Torah. Shavuos is a day of magnificent celebration. When Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the birds didn't chirp, the animals didn't make noises, the world was silent. The whole world was celebrating the giving of the Torah, the Yom HaShishi. At a time of celebration, the focus is the Torah HaKadosh. What is Parshas Yisro? Nothing special. When you come to shul on Parshas Yisro, do you see flowers? No. You have a special kiddush? No. Is it cold outside? Yeah. It's the middle of the winter. You got problems. Your mind is preoccupied with business, with this, with that. It's a regular, ordinary day. A regular Shabbos, like every other Shabbos, nothing special. It's the run of the mill. And what do you lay in a Parshas Yisro? The Aseres HaDibros. Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the message? Torah is not just for the good times. Times of celebration. When you bar mitzvah, you put on the talis and the tefillin. It's a celebration. Now we're going to hold the photographer. He takes out the Sefer Torah. You hold the Sefer Torah. Take a picture on your bar mitzvah. But when the bar mitzvah is over and you go about your daily activities, no. The Torah is not for me. No, you lay Kabbalah HaTorah on an ordinary Shabbos, part of the Seder, to impress upon you. Torah is part of your life. Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yomeinu. What about during difficult times, times of tzaras, when Hashem seems to have abandoned you, where Hashem is not to be found? Hester Panim, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where was he during the Holocaust? Where did he go? How did he allow this? How did he allow Inquisition, expulsions, Chmelnytsky massacres, Churban Beis HaMikdash? Where are you? I'm right here. Nachamu, nachamu ami. We lay in the Haftorah, Shabbos nachamu. We read Kabbalah HaTorah specifically. Chazal arranged it to be read Shabbos nachamu during the times of tzar. See, unfortunately, people totally lose sight of Shabbos nachamu. It's the big getaway. You got to go somewhere. You can't be like Bezos, what's his name, the CEO of Amazon. Even he had to get away for nachamu. He had to go. Two people. Where was the other guy? The other one who went away also, that was this week or last week? I forgot. Last week. Even the guy from Amazon has to get away for Nachamu.
Ramsey.
When would he go to space? This week or last week?
Last week.
Before Tisha B'Av, right? Before Tisha B'Av. Okay, but here, everyone has to go somewhere. Somewhere. Even to the moon. You got to get out of here. Where are you going? You're in Avelis. How could you go somewhere? Churban, shell-shocked. We're all supposed to be in a state of shock. And Hashem here says, even in this matzav of tzar, of being in a state of shock, that's the Torah. Torah is part of your life. The Torah is there also. I'm there. Although we don't see it, Chazal by design arranged that we should lay the Haftorah, we should lay Kabbalah's Haftorah three times a year to impress upon us that the Torah is the only thing that is fully consistent with every single matziv in life. You lay Kabbalah Satorah at the time when Klal Yisrael began. They're in an incipient state of existence. Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, the purpose of creation. This is what it's all about. You lay in the other extreme part of the spectrum at the times of Rachmana Litzlam Churban. But you also read Kabbalah Satorah on a regular day, on a regular Shabbos. It is the only thing that is fully consistent. It's always there in the good times, the not such good times, in the ordinary times. This is something which is always there. It's by design to learn the Torah three times a year. Okay, let me show you another quick vart. We have over here, this really is more of an ha'or. Okay, this is a ha'or. I find this. You think about what this means. You tell me what this means. It says in the pasuk. There's a beautiful pasuk in the parasha. Has all the letters of the aleph bays. The fact that it has all the letters, there's the only two pisukim in the entire Torah that have all the letters of the aleph bays. And we actually want to talk about this, but not, that's not what I want to focus on now. Oy hanisa lekim lavoy lekachas lagunfan lagunfan yach pasuk and read to the pasuk inside. For eschanan, the pasuk says, oy hanisa. Here it is. One moment. Here it is. It's a parak dal pasuk lamadal. Oy, hanisa elokim lavoy. What does the word hanisa mean? That's a hard word to translate in this context. Hachi osa nisim. Miracles. Rashi here wants to learn the word nisa means a miracle. Is there any other nation in the entire world for whom Hashem has performed magnificent miracles? And the pasuk now goes on to tell you what the miracles are. What are the miracles? Lavoi, to come, to arrive. Lokachas legoi mikarev goi. Hashem took out a nation from within a nation. That's a miracle, no? A goi mikarev goi. And then it goes on to give a whole long laundry list of words. Bimasois. Okay, we'll come back and explain what those words mean in a moment. Bimasois. That word I want to just put on hold. And then we have a whole long list of words. Beoisois. Uvimayfsim. Uvimilchama. Uvyot chazaka. Uvizroya netuya. Uvimayroim gidoilim. With great acts of terror. A whole long list. Again, let's skip that one word. Oisois. Signs. Mayfsim. Wonders. Uvimilchama. Acts of war. Rashi says this refers to Kriyas Yamsa. Hashem Yilachin Lachem. Hashem drowned our enemies in the Yam. Uva Milchama. I guess the Milchamas that are coming up, whatever Milchama means, the Milchamas. That was the Milchama. The Milchama? Sorry? Lachem Da'atem Tacharishon. The Kriyas Yamsa was the Milchama. Uva Yod Chazaka. Uva Zroya Netuya. Uva Moyroim Gidoilim. Also, I'm not going to even count too many expressions, I can't even count so hard. Okay, beautiful. This pasuk has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's obviously a very significant pasuk if it has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. And it tells you about Hanisa miracles. This bothers me. Right? You look at Rashi. Rashi tells you what many of these words mean. When it says over here, it says over here the words the oisais and simon, the simonim. When Moshe came to the Jewish people, his hand turned into tzaras, the stick turned into a snake, here the water turned into blood. He did osos to prove his authenticity. Those are miracles. It doesn't happen that a stick turns into a snake. It doesn't happen that you put your hand in your pocket and there's tzaras and you take it out and it goes away. It goes back and forth. It doesn't happen that water turns into blood. Moshe did these signs, which were miraculous signs. And then it says, Uvimoyfsim. What are the moyfsim? These are the niflois. Hashem brought the makois. Okay, no one's going to tell you the makois, not miracles. Supernatural. Uvimulchama. Kriyas Yamsuf. Hey, that's a miracle. I didn't see anyone split the yam lately, to split the yam into two parts. And then Rashi doesn't go on to explain the rest, but it says, Yod, Milchama, war. Okay, which wars are we? That's not Milchama. That's the war. Where does it say, Yod Chazaka, an outstretched arm, Mazroi Netuya? These are obviously expressions of magnificence. Miracles. Uvim Moiroim Gidoilim, nations were terrified. That's not normal, that they should be afraid of this really weak, feeble nation, afraid of us. Hashem did add miracles, he stopped the sun, all different things. There's only one word here that sticks out like a sore thumb. The word bimasois. What does that word mean? Bimasois. What is the word bimasois? Again, the pasuk over here, the introduction to this pasuk is Ohanisa. Miracles. And we're listing off in this pasuk that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Has all the letters of the, I'm telling you now, it's like a verse of the Yad Vashem. you know, the go to Yad Vashem, this is the verse I would say if I can go to the Yad Vashem. What the introduction here is miracles. And we're listing off all the miracles. And the first, we say, Goy Mikarev, Goy, that's a miracle, you know, you take out a nation from within a nation. Bimasois. Rashi, what does that word mean, Bimasois? Al yidei nisyonos hayid. Al yidei nisyonos hodiyam givurois, givuroisav. Through nisyonos. What does it mean, nisyonos? Mean test. Ve'elokim nisa es Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham Avinu. A test. Ten nisyonos. Avraham, bring up your son Yitzchak as a carbon. You're going to listen to me or not? I'm testing you. Okay, that's Hashem testing Avram. what does it mean a test? When did Hashem test us? When did Hashem test anyone? So I'll explain. Don't get carried away. Listen. What's the nisyonis? What are the tests? Kigoyin. Hispo'er olai. Moshe says to Paro, test me. Let's see, when do you want the bara to stop? Challenge me. Hispo'er olai. Im ucho lasoiske. Test me if I can do it. Hare ze nisoyon. Now wait a minute. The borod itself is not the test. The fact that this borod coming down from Shemayim is a miracle, that's included in what Rashi says, the moifse. Borod was one of the makos. There's a macha called borod. That's called a moifes. So what is the masois? When Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro and says, Paro, test me. When should it stop? You tell me when it should stop and it'll stop. When you want. The makkah itself, the bar coming down, the bar not coming down, that's a miracle. So what's the nisayon? The koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu can open up his mouth to the most powerful man in the world and say to him, challenge me. Test me. Is that a miracle? I read this week that the President of the United States, I just read the headlines. I can't read past the headlines. But something to the effect that he met with one of the sports teams. And he gave an award to a sports team this week. I don't remember the exact headlines. And the person, one of the players there in front of the entire world, because everything was online today, he basically joked with him in front of his face, are you really the president? Okay? If I would say this, oh, you were showing a conspiracy theory, he didn't really win the election, you know, blah, 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 it was fraud. That's what it said in the headline. I didn't read the whole article, so I might not be accurate. He basically said to him, are you really the president? Did you really win the election? Or was there election fraud that you're just an imposter? You have a chutzpah to say that? To the standing president of the United States, the sitting president of the United States, to talk like that? You want to go talk on some imaginary cable channel and say whatever you want to say? You want to talk conspiracy theories in some non-mainstream media outlet? Say whatever you want. It's a free country. You know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Even though today freedom of speech is down the drain, you'll be canceled in 2 minutes if you say something out of line. You can say such words, have such chutzpah in front of the President of the United States and talk like that? Obviously, yes. And he's still alive. He wasn't executed for treason. The Morag Malchus, go back in time to Nebuchadnezzar. Some would say that to Nebuchadnezzar, he wouldn't be alive another second. So, his sport, you to challenge a head of state? So my point is, it's not a miracle. It's not a big deal to have chutzpah. Chutzpah is bread and butter. It's not a chutzpah to say to a head of state, challenge me. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, hispo'er olai, that's quite a chutzpah. That's a chutzpah neira to talk like that to the head of the world, the head of the non-free world, the leader of the non-free world. Paro Melech Mitzrayim was the leader of the non-free world. And it's not a way you talk to a head of state. You could talk like that to him? Well, I guess he can. The proof is, look at today. Today you can talk like that. My point is, this does not appear to be in the league of a miracle. It does not fit the pattern of all of the other words in this pasuk. In this pasuk, we have here blatant miracles that defy the laws of Teva. The 10 makos, the oisos that Moshe presented Klal Yisrael, that he is authentic. The makos, Kriyas Yamsuf. The miracles, the Yod Chazaka Zroya Nitu, that we can survive in the desert for 40 years in no man's land, with Mon, the Be'er, Anani Akovot. The fact we come into Eretz Yisrael wipe out 31 kings. Everything in this pasuk fits the opening word of the O Hanisah. Is there another nation in the world that Hashem has broken every single law of nature for and done open, blatant miracles like you, Klal Yisrael? And every single word in this pasuk fits perfectly like a glove into the packaging of O Hanisah, with one exception. Bimasos. Nisyonos. I won't even know what that word means. What do you mean, Nisyonos? Rashi, I'll tell you this. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro and opened his mouth and said to him, Paro, challenge me. Challenge me. That's not a miracle. There's no defiance of nature, of the laws of Teva, to go to a person, a human being, and open up your mouth. It may be suicidal. It may be suicidal to do that. To speak to a head of state with chutzpah. Today, outside the United States, if you talk to a head of state with chutzpah, they'll kill you. In China, if you speak to the president of China with chutzpah to his face on public television, you're not going to convince me that that person is going to be alive much longer. He will be eliminated very quickly. It doesn't exist. But it does not defy the laws of nature to open your mouth and talk with chutzpah. It's suicidal, but it's not in the category of a nace. Of a nace. So why is it in the list of items in this pasuk being packaged with the term Oy Hanisa Elokim? What is going on here? And the answer is, it's hard for us to appreciate this. It is a miracle. Klal Yisrael, we have to appreciate where we come from. Klal Yisrael was so low in Egypt. We were crushed. Avodas Perach, our morale, our self-esteem, our existence was on such a low level that for a human being who represents us to be able to talk to Paro with chutzpah was physically impossible. When you are crushed and humbled and persecuted to such a degree, and you're made in your mind is you're pushed down into being such a nothing, for you to be able to open your mouth and say to Paro, I have rights. I'm a person. You're a piece of garbage. You're a wicked man. You're a nothing. Bow down to me. Hispoeri lie. That mamosh is a nes l'malo miderech hateva. The mind has been so damaged. Dennis, is there truth to this? A person who has been crushed. For him to be able to open up his mouth and say, who do you think you are, you wicked man? That is equal to Kriyas Yamsa. When you can abuse a person, crush him to such a degree, the damage is so great, it's impossible for those words to come out of your mouth. The pasuk is telling us, look what I did for Klal Yisrael. Look what I did for you. I lifted you up. I did for you miracles. I took a person that was crushed, abused, depressed. I lifted up your self-esteem to such a degree that you can fight back. You can fight back and you can say, how dare you do this to us? How dare you step on us? The chutzpah. Look at the state of Israel. Okay, this is now a Zionistic part, which they wouldn't like hearing in Haredi circles. The very fact that the state of Israel, that they exist, Jews, these are Jews, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael. Unfortunately, they're not all yet religious. But these last 70 years, the chutzpah of them, to fight back, the Goyim can't take it, they can't tolerate this. The whole existence of Eretz Yisrael today is his spoiler alive. Come, challenge him. Come. You want to launch a missile at me? Come. You want to launch a missile on me? I'll obliterate you in 1 second. I'll nuke you. The whole koyach that Klal Yisrael has the audacity to say to the world, don't bother us. We are people. We have a right to live here. This is our land. We don't want to hear your nonsense, your mishagas. This is our land. We are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. We have emuna in Hashem that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. And you want to start up with us? We'll fight back. We're living in a tekufa where Eretz Yisrael is very powerful. You're not gonna just start up with them like this. That is the attitude, the mindset, the attitude of mind is equivalent. Make no mistake about it. The attitude that Klal Yisrael has today, we have rights, we are people, this is our land, it says this in the Torah, and get lost, get out of here, is a miracle, no less a miracle than Kriyas Yam Suf. We have been crushed, humiliated, humbled, and stepped on to such a degree that we can say, Hispo'er Eli. This itself is Oy Hanisa Elokim. Did Hashem do this to any equivalent nation? To take out a goy mitoch goy and to give them the koyach, the will, the stamina to say Hispo'er Eli? No such thing. No such thing. That's a tremendous koyach. And that's a very important lesson coming out of Tisha B'Av, the Bein HaMetzarim. You come to Shabbos, Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. The ability to rebuild. There's a Churban, no? A Churban. Most people, such a Churban, okay, call it quits. I'm out of here. I don't want to know from this. I'm done. Sheva Pam Yipol Tzadik V'Kom. It takes Chutzpah. It takes Chutzpah V'Kom. Hashem did a miracle for Klal Yisrael to have that koyach, the kam. No different than Kriyas Yam Suf. No different than the Ten Makos. No different than anything else. It's all in that pasuk, and you have to appreciate that pasuk has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Never forget that. The Aleph Beis, which represents Torah, and it's done Rachman Lusan in a secular way. It's not. It's all within the backdrop and the framework and the packaging of the Torah HaKedosha. It gives you that koyach, that miraculous attitude. Rabbi Sai, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Have a wonderful Shabbos of Nechama, Bracha, Yeshua, and only good things moving forward. Shabbat Shalom.
It's a masterpiece. Two, it was a video.
Don't
Good Shabbos.